Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Rothrock scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to home to get Sweeney. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Pickering fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Levy trying to get to second. Pickering throws to second, with Rothrock covering, who tags Levy for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. Kress moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Kress scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Berry and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. There goes Van Camp. The throw from Farrell to second, and Van Camp is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field. Webb picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Webb. Farrell goes all the way around to score. Stewart moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. We'll see more now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Levy bunts towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Levy moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy scores. Burns moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. Kress moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves pinch hits for Wilsey Moore. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Webb reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Berry and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Browns. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Klein reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart bunts towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Rothrock covering, for the out. McNeely moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Levy is hit by the pitch. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to home to get McNeely. Farrell moves to third. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Kress reaches second base with a double. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jenkins. The throw from Berry and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lovey strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler pinch hits for Bob Klein. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 4 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.